The World This Week, Politics.
Israeli warplanes bombed dozens of Hezbollah's missile launch sites in southern Lebanon. The militia group fired at least 200 rockets towards northern Israel. Most were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. Both sides then moved to de-escalate a skirmish many feared could get out of hand. Meanwhile, Israeli troops rescued an Israeli Bedouin hostage from a tunnel in Gaza. He had been kidnapped during the Hamas attacks in October 2023, and at least 10 Palestinians were killed in Israeli counter-terrorism raids in four cities in the West Bank. Sudan marked 500 days of a civil war that has directly killed perhaps 150,000 people and forced more than 10 million to flee from their homes. Experts warn that if food supplies cannot get through, the country could suffer a famine worse than anything the world has seen since at least the 1980s. Nigeria received 10,000 doses of Mpox vaccines. The West African country has not recorded any deaths from the disease. Officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the country worst hit by Mpox, said there were still several procedures to follow before it would receive its first vaccines. Volodymyr Zelensky announced that he would present a plan to end Ukraine's war with Russia to Joe Biden when they meet in September and would share the details with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. The Ukrainian president said that the incursion of Ukrainian troops into Russia was part of the plan, which he thinks will improve Ukraine's negotiating position. Ukraine claims to have taken 100 Russian settlements and captured 600 troops. Meanwhile, Russia pounded cities and energy facilities across Ukraine with hypersonic missiles and drones in one of its biggest assaults of the conflict so far. A man suspected of having links to Islamic State stabbed three people to death at a festival in Solingen, a town in Germany's Rhineland. The attacker, a Syrian asylum seeker, eventually surrendered to the police. The Japanese government said it would protect the sovereignty of its airspace after a Chinese reconnaissance plane flew around Japan's Janzhou Islands, which lie in the East China Sea, around 160 kilometres, 100 miles, from Nagasaki. The Defence Ministry said it was the first time a Chinese military aircraft had entered Japanese airspace without permission. At least 73 people were killed in the Pakistani province of Balochistan when separatists launched their biggest offensive in years. The militants, who want independence for Balochistan, attacked police stations and motorways. Cars and buses were held up by assailants looking for workers from the province of Punjab, whom the separatists blame for taking local jobs. They shot dead over 20 workers. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights condemned the codification of morality rules in Afghanistan that, among other things, forbid women from speaking in public and force them to cover their faces and bodies. The rules had previously been set as guideline by the Taliban. The UN said the effect would be to completely erase women's presence in public. Men must now grow a beard. Photographing living things is banned. In India, police fired tear gas and water cannon as protests grew in Kolkata against the rape and murder of a female doctor. The Trinamool Congress Party, which controls the state government in West Bengal, blamed agitators from the Bharatiya Janata Party of Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, for stirring up trouble. The BJP claims its critics are playing down the murder. Australia's Labor government said it would cap the number of new international students at 270,000 from next year, subject to a vote in Parliament. In 2023, around 400,000 foreign students began courses in the country. The government hopes that capping the number of students will relieve pressure on housing. It noted that there has been a 50% rise in overseas students taking up vocational courses since 2019. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. dropped his independent presidential campaign and endorsed Donald Trump for the White House. Mr. Kennedy is a maverick, best known for claiming that a worm was found in his brain and dumping a dead bear in Central Park. His daughter also claims that he sawed the head off a dead whale and stuck it on top of the family car. The special prosecutor investigating Mr. Trump's alleged attempt to overthrow the result of the 2020 election presented a slimmed-down version of the indictment that takes note of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. A judge will soon hold a hearing on whether the case should go forward. Joe Biden's policy of giving 500,000 illegal immigrants a path to American citizenship was put on hold by a federal judge. The policy applies to migrants who are married to American citizens. It was touted as the biggest presidential step on immigration in years when it was announced in June. But the judge thinks arguments that the executive had exceeded its powers warrant closer consideration. Venezuela's top court certified unobjectionably the result of July's presidential election, which Nicolas Maduro, the authoritarian incumbent, falsely claims to have won. The Organization of American States dismissed the ruling, describing official vote tallies as mathematical impossibilities. The country's attorney general summoned Edmundo González, the opposition's candidate, over the publication of figures showing that he won by a landslide. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva of Brazil named Gabriel Galípolo as the next head of the central bank. If the nomination is approved by the Senate, Mr. Galípolo, who is currently the bank's director of monetary policy, will take up the post in January. Mr. da Silva has criticized the central bank for keeping interest rates high. But Mr. Galípolo, an ally of the president, is no dove. He has indicated rates might go up again to tame rising inflation. Much of Brazil was covered in smoke as forest fires raged across the country, with 2,700 fires in the state of São Paulo alone. Huge fires also blazed in the Amazon and the Pantanal, the world's largest wetland. Although droughts are partly to blame, police have arrested four people in São Paulo for suspected arson. The prices of raw sugar and coffee spiked as commodity-producing areas went up in flames.